In March, the state announced $1 million had been awarded to nearly two dozen organizations as part of the second year of grants for the New York Urban Farms and Community Gardens Program. The funding announcement came about a year after the release of a report from the state's Community Gardens Task Force. In light of these developments, we wanted to highlight community gardens in New York, including what they are and their potential future in the Empire State. To do all that, we're joined on the Capitol Press Room by Kelly Young, Director of Agricultural Development for the New York State Department of Agriculture and Markets. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thanks so much.
So for the state's purposes, what exactly constitutes a community garden?
Community gardens take on so many different shapes and sizes. They are largely community-based. They have a community mission, and they can have all different types of purposes. They are usually run by a nonprofit or a municipal entity. They're open to the community. There can be a variety of different uses for the space. So the definition is broad to be purposely inclusive.
So what are the different forms or scope of the community gardens that occur in New York?
What's so neat is that a community garden really takes on the complexion of the community that it's in. So it might serve a purpose that's unique or special to that community. There are different things that community gardens can focus on. Most of the time, growing food is the key component, although we have some gardens that focus on horticultural aspects like flowers or trees. But the community garden might really focus on intergenerational activity beyond just growing food, or they might focus on youth development, workforce training. Perhaps their mission is growing food, not just for the folks that are participating in the garden, but to donate it to someplace in their community that has need for that. So there's so many different ways that a community can choose to develop and sculpt their garden to meet that community's needs. And that's what's so neat. They have all different types of accessibility, all different kinds of things that they grow, all different kinds of missions. So there's so many different directions that a community can take a garden.
So you mentioned the different forms that the community gardens can take. Does that mean that they can pop up in different environments around the state?
Absolutely. So we often think about them in more urban and highly suburban areas, but we have community gardens that are in rural areas. They can be part of a school. The classic image is, an empty lot in an urban area, but that's not the only places that we see community gardens. So they can pop up wherever there's a community need and a desire.
From the state perspective, what is the vested interest that New York policymakers have in promoting community gardens? What is it about what they mean for their communities or the people who are engaged in the work that is ultimately beneficial to society?
It's so interesting how food is core to all of our lives. Everybody is interested in what they eat. And then when you engage in growing it, I think the connection is even closer. When you can use food as the center point for all of these other things that a community is interested in, it makes a community garden really special and unique. We have community gardens that really work on developing skills for at-risk youth, right? They might learn how to grow things. Those are skills that they can use later on in their life, but then they learn the entrepreneurial skills of selling and taking those products to market when they're surplus. We have veterans who are using community gardens to kind of help rehabilitate some of the trauma that they might have experienced. We have seniors who are using community gardens as a way to reconnect to people in their community and receive all the other health benefits that you have from being active, being outdoors, and being connected to a network of people. So that's why the state is so interested in community gardens. It's not just about growing food, although that's very important, and that's why the Department of Agriculture loves these, but they provide value beyond just the food that they provide throughout that community.
Well, then in terms of state support, what is out there for community gardens and I guess aspiring community gardens as well?
Absolutely. So we are in our second round of offering an Urban Farms and Community Gardens grant program. The first round was $800,000. This most recent round that was just awarded was $1 million. So that commitment from the governor and the state legislature has allowed for the funding of infrastructure, expansion of their products, really developing those community gardens that receive those grants. But we have a larger community gardens task force that is represented by individuals who are expert in this arena from across the state. And that task force is surfacing and elevating ideas to better support community gardens. So two of the things that have come out of that are a soil testing, free soil testing for community gardens. They can receive that once every year. So that's open right now, and community gardens can access that. We also are developing a land access toolkit for community gardens and municipalities so that they can better understand what the opportunities are, how to make sure there's a good relationship between those two groups so that they can create something that's really sustainable long term for their communities. So we will continue to develop new ideas and new resources so that we can support community gardens in addition to the funding that they would be eligible for.
And what sort of help is available to ensure that there's maybe land access, especially in urban communities, or that the land that people are considering using has soil that is going to be useful for gardening?
Absolutely. It is important. The most important thing is to make sure that we're growing food that's healthy if it's going to be consumed. So the soil testing program that we have allows gardens not only to make sure that there are great nutrients that will allow them to grow good food in that soil, but to make sure that that soil is healthy to grow food in. So there are a number of different ways that community gardens gain access to the land. It can be gifted through the municipality or it could be leased through the municipality. It could be gifted through some other entity. So there's so many different ways. I think the most important thing is that whoever the owner of the land is, which is often not the entity that is managing the community garden, has a clear understanding of what the expectations are on both sides so that they can both live up to those expectations and provide some sustainability for the garden. It's very difficult to invest the resources, both soil, making sure that you have water and storage for any equipment you need on a piece of land if you're only going to have it for a very short period of time. So, in the best scenario, there are longer term agreements so that a community garden organization has access to that land for a longer period of time. That can change over time between whoever owns the land and that organization. Our land access toolkit really helps provide some resources and templates so that both gardens and the owners will be able to enter the agreements or see what type of agreements are possible better.
Because community gardens are a great way to engage young people, is there any sort of expectation that community gardens then serve as a pipeline for a broader career, say, in agriculture?
I mean, that would be a great outcome, right? I think that, when young people have the opportunity to see the magic of growing things and developing them, I think it is really appealing and attractive. But there is value to people of all ages understanding what goes into caring for your food and investing into a season of making sure that plant can get from seed to harvest in a successful way, right? I mean, it's kind of the magic of life, and it's a beautiful thing, and it's a great thing to understand, even if your skills go into a different career opportunity. But certainly, we would love for all the young people that are involved in community gardens to decide that growing things and even agriculture is something they'd like to pursue.
And that was Kelly Young, Director of Agricultural Development for the New York State Department of Agriculture and Markets. To access community gardens and urban agriculture resources provided by the state, check out agriculture.ny.gov and check out their community gardens and urban agriculture page.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a statewide union of nearly 700,000 professionals in education and healthcare.